This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome to KER Politics. We're going to be concentrating a little bit right now on the role of economics instigated by the government in various countries. In our last two segments, Professor Anthony Mueller is going to be talking about how some things that are going on simply don't work, and if they do work, as you're going to hear, the repercussions can be absolutely devastating, as they have been in other countries. Germany as an example in the 20th century. I have Valentin Schmidt on the line with me right now. Valentin is going to address the fallacies of central planning. Those fallacies are being proven day in and day out over in China. Valentin, what's going on?
Hey, Al, thanks so much for having me. I think thanks for providing also that backdrop where Mr. Mueller said that if you have too much monetary central planning, you get inflation. Well, let me tell you about an example where central planning can lead to massive deflation, and it's also not good.
Right.
So the Chinese biggest or the best example is steel. And they had their great leap famine called when they tried to install steel smelters in every backyard to surpass the United States and Great Britain in steel production in the 50s and 60s, and then 50 million people died, or 80 or 100 million, who knows. And that didn't work because they wanted to centrally plan the steel production, and the wise communist leaders, they thought, oh yeah, well, we need steel, so that's good. And that completely backfired. What many people don't understand is that the Chinese, they had a second great leap forward without the famine this time, but they had another massive ramp up in steel production, where basically a lot of government resources went into building capacity for steel. So now we have a deflation in steel prices because we have too much of it. Normally, it's always the government that says, oh, we have too much of this and too little of that, but in reality, when the government meddles with the market, then you get these shortages of glut, and we have a steel glut, so we have a price that's going down, and that impacts the producers in the United States because they cannot compete with the Chinese state subsidized price. Now, you could say, oh, isn't that great that we've got so much steel and it's cheap and stuff like that, and yeah, you know, to a certain extent you can say that, but what happens on the other side of that metal, trade? Why is steel in China cheap? It's because the Chinese have been expropriating savers who should get a market return on their investment. They've been expropriating them through financial centrally planned financial repression, but paying them low interest rates, then funneling those savings and that capital into steel production. And now you've got all this overcapacity in steel. The companies that run it, they don't make a profit. They should go bust. Their investment, basically, the savings are gone because they're not productive. They cannot generate the return on investment. So what you have is you wasted the saving capital of the Chinese savers who should have made more money of their savings. B, you wasted the labor that went into constructing the plants, that went into producing the steel, which is not sustainable, so you're not going to get that back. And always when you invest in stuff, both be it human capital or physical capital, and you don't generate a return, it's basically wasted. It's gone. The opportunity to actually generate real sustainable growth has gone and wasted. And that's why China right now is growing much less than what they would want. And some people, you know, they say even the official numbers, which are the lowest in like decades, most people say they're made up, but we've got now estimates that basically say with serious people, like Diana Shorlilov in Auto Economics, she says they see China had a recession last year. And that's where central planning leads you, on a deflationary basis.
What we're having in the United States right now is the potential for, I would have to say, hyperinflation, and as Professor Mueller will discuss, in the last two segments, if not hyperinflation, at least incredibly rapid high inflation. And the interesting thing about that, and I'd like to know from you how this pertains to the situation in China, but Anthony mentioned the fact that inflation can come upon, hyperinflation can come upon very, very rapidly. Let's change the term hyperinflation to economic disaster can occur very, very rapidly. Now, I have to assume that the same is true in the situation that you're talking about. I mean, this didn't take 6 months to a year to happen in China with the negative effects. It happened fairly quickly. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But don't forget, I mean, that's what many of the gold bugs, including myself back in the days, got wrong when the Federal Reserve started to expand its balance sheet and everybody was like, oh, they're printing money. There's got to be inflation. Yeah, and there was inflation the same way that you had inflation in China, but not in consumer prices. You had the inflation in capital goods prices because it's not necessarily the few trillion that the central bank piles on. It's what happens with the fractional reserve banking and the banking system. And they can only print up that money as a collateral for capital goods assets like real estate and especially in China, the productive capacity for factories and stuff like that. So you had inflation in those assets, but that's basically not the inflation or hyperinflation that you're talking about that the United States had in the 70s and Germany had in the 20s. And this type of hyperinflation usually only comes about if there's really an aggressive inflation of base money that goes directly to the consumers. So if this sort of the helicopter money concept that, you know, just around a few years ago, that would lead to hyperinflation. And that's what they did in Weimar Germany, where the government almost directly through the central bank printed up notes and basically shipped it to the people directly, and then they started to buy up stuff. The process that we've seen in China and in the United States is more that the central bank issues reserves, and then the banks and the capital markets, they pile up debt on top of it, but they do that through capital assets, and that's why we've seen a big inflation in real estate in the United States, in the stock market, and other capital goods, but not necessarily so much in consumer goods, although there's a small effect there felt too.
Now, Valentin, we've had a pretty good week in the stock market, the conventional stock market in the United States. Give us your thoughts about the future of the conventional markets in the U.S.
Well, it comes down to the same thing. So what we have now, basically, so we had an inflation in capital goods and capital assets because the Fed and the banking system inflated the money supply, and that's what propped up the stock market. Now, when did the stock market stop rising? That was when the Fed actually got serious about reducing that sort of money supply and the knock-on effect. And then on top of that, you had the federal government basically on lockdown after the midterm, so no more tax cuts, no more big spending, and now it's literally shut down the government, so you won't get any more juice from there. So all the juice boys, the punch bowl for the stock market has been taken away. And of course the sell-off before Christmas was so vicious that there has to be a reaction. And then obviously, the Fed guy, Powell, he came out and said, yeah, well, you know, he basically didn't say anything new. He just said, yeah, we're monitoring the market. You know, that's not new. We can change our policy anytime. That's not new. The question is, will he really change his policy? And my answer is, I don't think so. And that's why this was a classic vicious bear market rally. I think it's coming to an end. And if the Fed doesn't change its balance sheet reduction, which is really what this is all about, the market's going to go down more this year. There's no reason why they should go up. China has these issues, deflationary issues, slowdown, so you don't get any juice from there anymore. There's a potential risk of financial crisis. So I see the risk more on the deflationary side until the central banks turn around and really aggressively step on the printing pedal again.
I'm sorry, I got to take a real quick commercial break. You make a very good point here. A lot of serious food for thought. Valentin Schmidt, business editor for the Epoch Times. Thank you so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. You know, I got to tell you, Brad Howell is a really interesting guy. We use him on the show fairly often simply because it's really nice to get opinions from what I would call the local man in the street. Brad is very well informed political. He did public relations for the Trump campaign in Bellingham, Washington here. I guess it was back in, what would that be, 2015, 2016. A really interesting guy, and I think his opinions are worth listening to. You know what? I have a very interesting woman on the line with me right now. Her name is Karen Cataline. Karen does a podcast that you can actually call into. It's called Spouting Off. She also does a fair amount of writing on political issues. And the subject that we're going to discuss right now is, guess what? Fake news. Karen, give me your opinion, first of all, about what's going on in the media. I find it absolutely fascinating when papers with the stature of the New York Times and the Washington Post simply print articles that are not true. Why is that happening, Karen?
I think they've jumped the shark, Al, and thank you for having me. It's great to be with you. I have never seen anything like it. Being a politics watcher now for, I don't know, well over 20 years. And of course, you know, living in the country, I have never in my life seen how the veil has been removed. And, you know, when I was growing up, people actually had the pretense of being objective, of attempting to be fair, of checking out the other side. This is an entirely different alternative in which what we used to call the mainstream media,
right,
which now I sort of call the legacy media, is going out of its way to perpetuate false news, fake news, and lies. And when it is determined, and this is the good part of the story, that what they were reporting was fake and false and lies, they double down. Instead of apologizing and saying we got it wrong, if it fits their narrative, which is the narrative of the so-called progressive, the socialist progressive, they're going to go with it. I think part of my theory of why this is so is because I think that they are depending on an audience that reads headlines alone, if that. And so it's an audience that they hope will be uninformed, which is sort of a paradox, isn't it? They're in the business of uninforming people. They're in the business of dumbing down the public. I'm fascinated by Tucker Carlson's pieces when he shows that they seem to have a memo that they come out and they use the same language and the same words to describe something 100 different times. So they're trying to perpetuate a narrative. And if you are educated, as your audience is, they're looking at this going, wait a minute, they're trying to tell me that 2 + 2 = 7. And it doesn't. So that's part of my theory of what's going on. It's fascinating to watch, and it's certainly disturbing.
Well, I would take it one step farther personally, Karen. And what I would say is I think there is a revolution going on in our country right now. And I think it's a revolution that is started by the Democrats. And I think they are doing it primarily as a survival technique. Some of the stuff that's coming, you know, I was at a lecture on this subject last night. And I made one comment, the speaker asked for questions, and I said, you know, one thing a lot of people in this country don't realize is we are governed by a very small amount of people. That's one of the reasons that our government is so ineffective, in my opinion. For example, the 28th of February, we were supposed to have a State of the Union address. It's hard to say how that's going to come about, but I will say this, and that is we have actually one person in the United States who is controlling that particular event or lack of event, and that is Nancy Pelosi. I know people are going to say, Cortland, you're an idiot. The House of Representatives are actually in total behind it. I say, no, and that's not true. Pelosi is a very effective leader. She does not want to give Trump the ability to, in my opinion, to justify any of his actions. And she may be successful. We'll see. I think we have a real political agenda here when you talk about the media, Karen.
I couldn't agree more. This is raw, bare-knuckles politics. That's what it is. And if anybody thinks that all the excuses that she gave on behalf of the Democrats as to why they don't want the quote-unquote wall, it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with the issues. It has to do with not ever giving Donald Trump a win. And it's because they don't want to be exposed as not really being for secure borders in any way, shape, or form. They've been pushing open borders for decades. They've just now been exposed by this president. That's why he's so dangerous to them. That's why they hate him. It isn't his style they hate. That really is the reason that they are trying to do everything they can to destroy him. And I think that it is fascinating to watch, because never have we seen it out in public in your face like this. It's the best show ever. It's disturbing. It's upsetting. But we didn't used to have that show before. They were able to hide under a cloud. Now they're not hiding. And they keep perpetuating the same narrative.
You know, Karen, I couldn't agree more. What really illustrated the modus operandi of the Democrats, I don't want to say the progressives, I would say the Democrats in total, were the confirmation hearings of the recent Supreme Court judge, Kavanaugh.
Yes, that was amazing. It was leftism on parade, and it was hysterical. I don't mean hysterical funny. I mean, these people lost their mind. They lost their mind. And I sometimes liken it to Jurassic Park, and you're going to go, what? What is she talking about?
Right.
Well, when you unleash dinosaurs, when you unleash rage and hysteria among the base, and then when you try to rein them in, guess what? You can't do it.
No.
So then you have people screaming and clawing at the walls of the Supreme Court doors, acting hysterical, because that's what the media and the left have unleashed in these people. It is irresponsible, and frankly, it's criminal. These people have been telling us forever that they have compassion and that they are feigning greater moral concern because they're so diverse and compassionate. They've been exposed for the racist and the haters that they've been calling everyone else. And believe me, I don't use those words lightly. This is pure projection. Amazing.
I'm going to use a word that I use a lot every day, and that is amen. I agree with you 1,000%. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to make it real easy for you to get more information on spouting off Karen's show. We're going to highlight it on our website. Just look at our website when this show airs this weekend, and you'll be able to get right to it. Ms. Cataline, thank you so much
for
your time. Real pleasure talking
to you. My pleasure.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has agreed to a 3-week extension of funding to end the partial government shutdown without getting money for the wall. After insisting for weeks the shutdown would continue until Democrats gave in to his demand for border wall money.
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks.
Giving bipartisan lawmakers 3 weeks to discuss border security spending. The bill ending the shutdown doesn't have any wall money, and Democrats say the president has finally agreed with them about opening the government first before the discussions.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful for a deal in the next 3 weeks. The president said if the New Deal doesn't have money for the wall, he'll declare a national emergency to build it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time to continue on with the second portion of KER Politics. You know, I just want to make one comment about my previous guest, Karen Cataline. I thought she was really interesting. She is basically involved in this industry for the same reason that I am. We are very curious people, and we truly, truly have a passion for what we are doing. My guest for the next two segments is Professor Anthony Mueller. Professor Mueller is involved with the university in South America, specifically in Brazil. I was introduced to Professor Mueller through Jeff Deist at the Mises Institute. He is a regular contributor to the Mises newsletter. I've had Anthony on the show. Let me call him Professor Mueller out of respect a couple of times before. He is really rapidly becoming our go-to expert when it comes to economic issues. Anthony, from an economic standpoint, the United States right now is, in my opinion, really on the brink, and it's really on the brink because of past government actions, I think, and because of what the government is doing right now. People can call it the Federal Reserve, and I guess I would use the term Federal Reserve at this point. What can the Fed do, in your opinion, Professor Mueller, to get us out of this boondoggle that we're in?
Well, the problem is that over the past 10 years, since the crisis of 2008, the Federal Reserve System, along with other important central banks, like the European Central Bank, have accumulated a huge stock of assets in the large part of that government bonds, and it has been a policy that traditionally has been very, very suspect, because we talk in this form about monetization of the public debt. And usually this policy is connected with initiating inflationary pressures. This time has not happened, because it has supported the commercial banks, and the commercial banks have taken the liquid assets to support themselves financially, but did not a huge amount of that lent out. So the inflationary pressure that some have expected has not come. In other words, it has created bank assets, it has created money, but it has not created money in circulation. So, in this respect, the policy, one could actually say, has been surprisingly successful, because the central bank, as they wanted to, the Europeans also, have supported their banking system, but not this policy has not led to an inflation. Now, we are approaching totally different challenge. There are about 4 trillion of assets in the stock, in the vault, so to speak, on the balance sheet of the U.S. Federal Reserve, and it has to unload some of that. And each time that it tries to unload only a little bit, even if it's a small percentage, the interest rates are already rising. And inasmuch as also the interest rates, which are still relatively low, are just approaching a normal level, we see this devastating reaction in the U.S. stock market. And, of course, we have this problem, an additional challenge, that especially in the United States, the stock market serves for a large part of the population as a pension system. A little bit different from Europe. So with each fall in the stock, there is also a huge social and pension problem.
That's right.
And we can only, let's say, hope, if you want to be optimistic, yeah, that the central bank now has the talent to do that in a very specific operational way, and it is not a big strategic challenge, because strategically the task is clear, but an operational issue. It all depends on the capability of both main central banks, because the Europe has the same challenge, yeah, to do that without a large turmoil in the stock market. Whether they succeed is unpredictable. No? But possible, it seems. Possible, it seems. But it's a huge challenge, because particularly it can't be done in a short time. So what we see is only the beginning of a long process, and during this long process, many factors that disturb the process can happen.
You know, I have one simple question for you, and if it were simple, I wouldn't be asking someone as sophisticated in this area and knowledgeable as you are, Professor, but I have been following the national debt. Okay, you talk about monetizing the debt, et cetera, and the ramifications, the negative ramifications of that. I've been aware of this factor since probably the turn of the century. Now, it's my impression, and I am what I would call a junior economist, certainly compared to your standards, but I do have a bit of an economic background. And the one thing that I'm very aware of, if interest rates go up really much higher, let's say 2 or 3 more points, the U.S. will absolutely not be able to service the national debt. Do you have any comments on that?
It looks like that. The national debt is extreme in the United States. It's extreme even more so in Japan. And it is extreme in many countries of the European Eurozone. So it is a global challenge. And of course, as of now, we have some countries, let's say right now in over the past couple of years, where the public debt has been well contained, let's say in Germany, but in part this has been the effect of extremely low interest rates. And these interest rates have been not only extremely low, but extremely low. In other words, they were in some periods even below zero in some countries.
That's correct. Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
Yes. So it's an absolutely crazy situation. Now, historically, normal interest rates should be around 3%.
Right.
Yes. And so we have actually a long way to go. And of course, one also has to count in inflation. So we haven't had remarkable inflation now. But let's assume that many factors come together, and this, of course, will kill the financing of the public debt. On the other hand, it's also a phenomenon. Now, usually, one said the point of no return for a public debt is about 90%. Of GDP, and a sustainable level is about 60%.
Dr. Muir, I have to interrupt you just for a second, and I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a very quick commercial break. We're going to be back on this subject with Dr. Anthony Mueller.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe,
Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back. Continuing my discussion on the public debt with Dr. Anthony Mueller, a gentleman who is a professor of economics. Professor Mueller is very, very knowledgeable on the subject of what we're discussing right now, which is certainly important to each one of us, and that is the amount of the public debt. Now, Dr. Mueller, you mentioned at the final portion of the prior segment that a sustainable public debt is about 60% of GDP, gross domestic product. 90% is unsustainable. We're at a very high percentage in the United States right now, Dr. Mueller.
Well, we are around 100% in the United States and over 200% in Japan. And this has been, as of now, somewhat sustainable because of interest rates that are way below the normal level. So the criteria that I've mentioned of 60% well sustainable and 90% the critical threshold now refers to a situation when we have a level of interest rates that are in tune with our historical norm.
And the historical norm is being what, in your opinion, sir?
About 3%.
About what?
2 to 3% real interest rate.
Right.
Yes, so if we have, let's say, an inflation rate of 2%, the historically norm would be an interest rate of 5%. I mean, both of us, we are old enough to remember that rate, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, I certainly do, yes.
Yes, yes, me too.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I wanna go on just for a moment and ask a final question on this particular topic. Now, we're talking about a sustainable national debt of much less than 90%. Yet, in the United States, we are significantly over 100% in terms of national debt as a percentage of GDP. What's the outcome going to be, Dr. Mueller?
Well, the central bank can continue to monetize the debt, and at some point this surely will result in inflation, and we have a situation where the central authority, the federal government, can get rid of its debt through inflation. This has happened in history various times. Just the most dramatic and well-documented example is the hyperinflation of Germany after the First World War, where this huge accumulated debt that happened during the years of the First World War were wiped out in a short period, actually, of about 1 year, 1923, and the federal government has liberated itself from all debt obligations. And there are other cases in history, and this could well happen also in the modern states. And when we look at the example of this great historical event, now I always say to my students, we have two great historical events that we have to study. Not many in the history, in the economic history. One is the German hyperinflation,
right,
and the other, of course, is the Great Depression. These are the two mega events that we have to study. And when we study the German hyperinflation, just let me please end this thought, because I think it's very important. We notice one important thing. The inflation accelerated very slowly, very, very slowly, and accelerated in a huge speed in a couple of months. So it came as a total surprise.
And that could also happen in the United States. But, I would have to say, if I could just express this one thought, and I'm sorry I'm being rude by interrupting
you.
Anyway, sir, here's my thought. When you talk about the two major economic events that occurred in the 20th century, you have, number one, the Depression that absolutely was devastating on an international basis, but certainly absolutely devastating to the United States. And I would have to say, being a bit of a student of German history, and I really am, I find the history of your country to be absolutely fascinating. I would say that the turmoil that was caused in Germany because of the, I would say, dissatisfaction of the German individuals because of the hyperinflation and the various causes that were given for that hyperinflation, I would say that hyperinflation actually resulted, and maybe this is a dramatic statement to say, but I don't think so, that probably resulted in all of the terrible events surrounding the Second World War.
Well, the reason is quite clear, that this hyperinflation wiped out the broadly defined middle class.
Exactly.
And, of course, the same would happen in the United States. And the middle class, as we know historically, is always the moderating element of a society. And when this middle class is shrinking, and we have a small group of super rich and a large group, growing group of extremely poor people, society cannot continue, and there are political conflicts. And this, of course, is the great, great risk of inflation. And there's actually there are various studies that show that all great political events like the French Revolution and so on, and other events in the modern history, were almost always preceded by a period of inflation.
Hyperinflation.
Yeah, because high inflation and hyperinflation.
Right, right.
Yes.
I guess my question is, what are the chances of that happening? I mean, you've got hyperinflation just south of where you're living, down in the country of Argentina. They have a terrible inflationary situation down there, and they have for an awful long time. Argentina happens to be one of my favorite countries in the world to visit, but I would say the inflation that you're talking about we are right on track, in my opinion, Dr. Mueller, to having this happen in the United States. We're down to less than 2 minutes, sir.
Well, let's put it this way to conclude. It is, as of now, a surprise that this inflationary situation has not yet emerged. All indicators point to that. And there's a saying in economics, sometimes you wait and wait for the things to happen because your theory and your model says it and it does not happen, and then it happens all at once. You know what I mean? Then suddenly all things fall together. And this could really be the case. And it would be, although, let's put it this way, everyone has been expecting it for many years, it nevertheless comes as a surprise when it happens.
Well, I don't think it's... The only reason I think it may come as a surprise, sir, in the United States, we're down to, by the way, about 60 seconds here. The reason it may come as a surprise in the United States is, number one, in my opinion, the demographics in the United States are very different than they were in a country like Germany. And the reason I say that is because we have not only a fairly substantial middle class, but we also have a very, very, very substantial, what I would call, lower class. And those people typically demographically don't share the demographics of people who are a little bit up the social scale. They typically, I don't want to say they're not very bright, but I have to say a lot of people in our country are not. If you look what's going on right now politically, it's absolutely amazing to me, sir, as a rational human being, that this could possibly be going on. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed KER Politics. Be back with you again next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.